Jake in Siena Plantation writes to us. Next, another AC question for you. Yeah. Said he absolute comfort out, looked at the residence last week and checked his AC. I have the same issue I heard you talk about multiple times on your show. When the temperature gets upward of 95 to 100 outside, my AC runs all day and can't keep up.
There you go.
I want it at 71 degrees.
Mm.
And like, don't we all? Anyway, he says, right now, I want to be at 71. It's at 75. The technician from Absolute told me there would be a 10-degree temperature swing depending on the temperature outside. I think my unit's too small, but I keep getting the runaround in regard to this explanation. He's got a 4-ton unit and 2,000 square feet.
Well, you can, if you want it to be 71 degrees, then you get a bigger unit. That probably wouldn't be typical for everybody, but mm-hmm. I turn my unit down to 70 degrees at night when I go to sleep. I like it cold, and it's just, I sleep better.
It's, there is scientific evidence that you sleep better when it's cold.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's
true. I know, scientifically, I think so. well, I'm not Mr. Science, though.
In the world of Tom Science.
Yes.
You've heard of tomfoolery? We work with Tom Science.
But yeah, he could put a 5-ton unit in. They have to tweak it to make sure it doesn't cool too quick. Then you get cold and clammy. But
yeah, it'll short cycle.
If you want to do that, you certainly can. Most air conditioning contractors wouldn't recommend it, but it can be done.
What is the drop somebody can expect on their AC from outside to inside? In general,
well, it's just like a freezer. You can get whatever you want. You just have to design the system. So,
but in a typical system, I mean, like you say, what is it, about 1.5 tons per 100 square or something like that, 1,000 square feet or whatever?
No, it's 1 ton for 500 square
feet.
Okay,
I knew it was one of those.
It's close.
Yeah.
And I like that formula, and that's for a typical home. But some of these homes with all the windows, high ceilings, all this stuff, they could even make it more.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as that goes, there is no typical. The guys try to reach about a 25-degree constant from outside to inside, but you can reach it anywhere you want. That's why I've always been more aggressive when the homes I built.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of guys said, what, are you crazy? You're putting too much air conditioning in. But I never had my clients complain.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to get someone who understands humidity control with the colder temperatures. And what really happens is August, when it's 100 degrees out for a week, and these people want it 72 or 70 degrees, you should be able to have it. And so that's why if you like it that cold, you need to design it for you. And here's my last statement. On this one, and that is
thank you for
we have many more coming up, but
there's no stopping him.
Energy efficiency is having the house the way you want it,
right,
at the lowest cost, not meeting some government standard.